It's a joyous day when I found out there are other lyrics set to Auld Lang Syne, because I never knew what that song was about, and I really still don't. But those lyrics I get. All glory be to Christ. His rule and reign is now and forever. And we have been blessed by God to receive that story, to receive that truth. And now we take it and we share it with others. 1 John 1, verses 1 through 4 is going to be our text. 1 John 1, 1. And we're going to pray and then we're going to read the Word of God tonight. And I just seriously want to tell you guys, I'm so joyful to be able to be with you guys on the first day of the year. The calendar falls how the calendar falls, and I know the first week of the year, we're always together. But it's special to me that it is the first, and you're here, and we're worshiping our Savior, giving Him glory. But we're going to pray, and then we're going to read our text. And Brother Terry, will you lead us in prayer before we read? As you're still standing, 1 John 1, 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen. Please be seated. John at this time is old. He was probably very young. A lot of Bible scholars and historians think that John and the rest of the disciples may have just been teenage boys when Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And those men, Philip and Matthew and all of them, may have been very, very young when they started following the Lord. John was young when he started following Jesus, and now he is old and he's still following Jesus. And what a testimony he had. And John says that, verse 1, it was from the beginning, that which was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have looked on, what we have handled with our hands, the word of life. What word is that? Well, the life that was manifested, eternal life. Amen. So what's he talking about? The word of life, life, eternal life. Well, that life was with the Father, and then it was made manifest to them. In other words, he's talking about Jesus. And he's saying Jesus is the word of life. He is life. He is eternal life. And he was manifested to us. He showed up and we saw him. Amen. He says we heard him. We saw him. We touched him. This John was close to Jesus. And we think about the closest they had, what they saw, what they heard, what they experienced with Jesus. And he says, what we have seen and heard, we declare unto you so that you too can have fellowship with us. But really, it's not just, so get the us. I think that you can study this out, but I think what John's saying is those of us who were with him in the beginning, the eyewitnesses, those of us who saw him and walked with him, who traveled with him around Galilee and Capernaum and Perea, those of us who were there, those of us who were in the upper room, those of us who had our feet washed with Jesus, what we have, we want you to have fellowship with us. But really, it's not about having fellowship with us. It's about having fellowship with him. Amen. Our fellowship, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And he's saying, I'm writing these things to you. I want you to have full joy. So here it is. Amen. Receive the word of life. God has manifested the word of life. That's Jesus, the Lord of glory. And he says, what we have heard, what we have seen, we want you to believe. Amen. Hear it. See it with understanding and believe it. That's really where it starts, isn't it? Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when you believe on him, you could call on him. And when you call on him, you'll have salvation. Amen. We're justified by faith. We're justified. We're saved by grace through faith. The Lord said, I came into the world because I love the world. God sent me into the world because I love you, because he loves you. And if you'll believe, you'll have everlasting life. Amen. So you got to hear it, you got to see it, and you got to believe it. And what's been shown to us, we want to make known to you. We want to bear witness. So it's believing, and then notice this, it's bearing witness. It's all through here. What we have heard, what we have seen, what we have looked upon, our hands have handled the word of life. This life was manifested. We've seen it. We bear witness. We bear witness to the things that we have heard and the things that we have seen. And that's exactly what the Lord taught, right? That we would be witnesses for him. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, he says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." It's received and it's believed and it has to be published. He said we want to bear witness. We don't use that word a lot today. Really, when we think about witness or testimony, we think about that. It's usually used in the sense of a court system. In other words, there's a judge or a jury, and there are attorneys on either side, the prosecution and the defense. And then you have witnesses that are called to the stand, and what they're going to do is they're going to witness, they're going to testify, and what they're asked to do is, we want you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about what you've seen and heard. Amen. Right? Amen. And God has called us to be witnesses. Our lives are, God, Jesus is like putting us on the stand for the rest of our lives to say, I want you to bear witness of the truth. I want you to tell everybody what you've seen and what you've heard, and I want you to tell them the truth. Amen. The whole truth. Amen. And nothing but the truth. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Amen. So we want to tell the truth. We want to bear witness. He uses these words. He says, bear witness in verse 2, what we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Not only is it bearing witness, but we want to show it. We want to put it on display. Amen. Now, Jesus has been dead, buried, resurrected, lived for 40 days after his resurrection, and ascended to heaven. And he has been in heaven at the right hand of the Father for a long time when John puts these words on paper. He's been in heaven for a long time, and he says, we're still showing you what God showed us. Well, how could he do that if Jesus wasn't there? It's not like it was in the beginning, right? When Andrew got to meet Jesus and he runs and gets Peter, it's like, we found Messiah. You got to come. It's not like when Philip went and found Nathaniel and he's like, listen, you got to come. You got to see. We've seen him. They could bring people to Jesus, literally, physically. But it's not like that for us today. And it wasn't like that for John here. So what is he doing? Well, he's declaring to them, he's showing them, he is helping them to see with understanding. And that's what we're called to do, isn't it? Amen. We want to testify. We want to be a witness. We want to tell people about the truth. That's the word of God, the word of life. We want to tell them about Jesus. We want them to see him with understanding. And so he says, we bear witness. We show unto you that eternal life. Verse 2, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it. We declare it, we publish it, we proclaim it. It's the word we like to use today is evangelism. We get that from the Greek word that is to proclaim the good news. And that's good. Amen. You can call it whatever you want to. Evangelism or witnessing or testifying. At the end of the day, what we're trying to do is declare to people who Jesus is. Amen. We want them to know. We want them to understand. It's what Jesus did. It's what It's the example that Christ gave for us. It's the example that John talked about. Look at John 3, find verse 30. John chapter 3, verse 30. You guys know this verse? He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above, I want you to get this. So John, like always, is shifting the focus from himself to Jesus. That's a good thing to do, by the way. So always shift the focus from you to him. And he says, he that cometh from above is above all. So who's John talking about right here? Jesus. He that cometh from above is above all. That's Jesus. Jesus came from heaven and he is above all things because he created all things. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And basically what John's saying, listen, Jesus, the one I'm trying to tell you about, he's above everything. Everybody down here is earthly. We're below, but he is from above and he is above everything. Okay. Verse 32. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath what? Everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So get this. I in studying for this message, I don't know. So do you ever read something in your Bible and you're like, I've never seen that before? Amen. Like, I know I've read it before, but I didn't see it before. You guys get what I'm saying? My whole life I've understood that what we're supposed to do is take what God gives us, what he reveals to us, and we're supposed to proclaim it to other people, and we're supposed to do that in the power of the Spirit because we can't do it on our own. Like we already looked at Acts 1:8, you'll receive power after Holy Spirit's come on you, and then you'll be witnesses. So we're empowered by the Spirit. We just take what God teaches us, and we share it with other people. But you know that's what Jesus did? That was the example that Christ himself gave us? It's right there. You just read it. Look at verse 32. What he has seen and heard, that he testifieth. What Jesus saw and heard, that's what he told. That's what his testimony was. What God the Father taught him, showed him, that's what he told others. And then he says, no man receiveth his testimony. But then it says in verse 33, he that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. So what's he saying? Well, some people don't receive it. Some people do receive it. And when you receive it by faith. Amen. And when you receive it by faith, what you're doing is setting this to your seal. You are being sealed by this reality. God is true. Jesus is true. Jesus is the word of life. Amen. And so God the Father gives him things that he saw and heard. And then he says in verse 34, he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. What is it that Jesus preached? Well, he told us what the Father has declared to me, that's what I declare unto you. It's John 15. It's what he told him. He said, I don't call you servants anymore. I call you friends because the servant doesn't know what his master's doing. Amen. But everything the Father has shown me, I've told you. Amen. Okay? So Jesus is speaking the words of God. And look at this. He did it in the power of the Spirit. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. In other words, there was nothing to hold back or reserve the Spirit when it came to Jesus. Amen. You and I have a problem. We have a carnal mind and a fleshly body, and God would love to pour the Spirit out through us in an unmeasurable way, but we get in the way. Amen. Don't we? Amen. Listen, if we didn't, he wouldn't have to tell us, be filled with the Spirit. Like, this wouldn't have to be something you had to do. Die daily. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. He wouldn't have to teach us that if it just flowed through us like it did Jesus. But Jesus was an open channel. There's nothing to compare, right? Amen. Like, it's greater than Niagara Falls. Like, it's greater than anything you can imagine, the flow of the Spirit through Jesus, because he was sinless and he was perfect and nothing got in the way of the Spirit flowing through him. So God gave the Spirit without measure to him. Because the Father loves the Son, he's given him all things, all power, all authority, all glory and honor be to Christ, because they're his. And so Jesus came, and he, what he had seen and heard, that he testified. And John later, when he was an old man in exile, he would say, what we saw and heard, that we testify. Amen. And what I'm trying to tell you is in this new year, God is going to speak to you. If you haven't started a Bible reading plan yet, today would be a great day to do that. There's time. Before you go to bed tonight, before you lay your pillow down, your head on your pillow tonight, hey, listen, don't sit down in your recliner to read your Bible. You guys know what happens when you sit in your recliner to read your Bible? You go to sleep. That's right. Okay? So find a place before you put your head on your pillow tonight and read the Word of God. And if you will get in the Word of God every day this year, I promise he will speak to you. Amen. He will show you things. He will teach you things. And what you see and hear, he wants you to testify. Amen. Right? So that other people can have fellowship with us. But not really with us, but with the Father. Amen. And with his Son, Jesus Christ. So that, like Jesus fulfills your joy, other people can have their joy fulfilled in Jesus too. Amen. I got so many other Bible verses I wanted to share with you tonight, but I really want you to think about your testimony. And I've had some people over the last several years kind of say that your testimony, you shouldn't share your testimony. And I think that's crazy. Amen. And I want to explain to you why. Now, let me make sure I make this clear. If your testimony doesn't include, if your testimony isn't about Jesus, then that's not the testimony I'm talking about. Amen. So if somebody's criticizing somebody for using their testimony, but their testimony isn't Jesus, then that's a problem. Does that make sense? Amen. So you can testify. You can testify about all the good things God's done in your life, and you should. You should praise him. You should glorify him. You should always tell people how God's been good to you. But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. What I'm talking about tonight is your testimony as it relates to Jesus Christ and how he saved you. Amen. Does that make sense? Amen. I think about the Bible. I think about Acts 21. When Paul had opportunity to give answer for himself, he stands up and what does he do? Really, he gives his testimony. He tells all the people that'll listen. He tells the mob's about to rip him in half. And the centurion lets him speak from the steps. And he starts talking to them. Remember, he speaks Hebrew, so they all listen for a little while. And what does he talk about? Well, he gives his story about how he met Jesus and came to faith in Christ. That's what he does. He does it again later in Acts 26 when he's before Agrippa. And Agrippa says, you can talk for yourself. He says, I'm really glad you're going to let me talk for myself. Let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. I mean, that's what he does. And he gives his testimony. I think our testimony is a powerful thing, but I want you to get this. I want you to get at this. Our testimony is Jesus. Amen. Look at John 15, 26 real quick. John 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, can somebody stop and tell me who the Comforter is? That's the Holy Spirit, okay? And for some of you who haven't been studying your Bible very long, if you're confused like I have been in the past, when you read Holy Ghost in one place and Holy Spirit in another place, and I'm like, what's the difference? And there is no difference. Amen. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, it's the exact same, okay? All right? But the Comforter, exact same. So the Comforter has come, who I will send unto you. This is Jesus speaking. I'm going to send the Comforter from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father. He shall what? Testify of me. And he says in verse 27, and ye also shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning. And so those early disciples, and many of them who, the 12, the 11 who became apostles, these would testify of what Jesus had shown them. And that's the pattern that we're supposed to follow today. God shows us something. We see it, we hear it, we believe it, and then we publish it. Amen. Receive it, believe it, and publish it. Proclaim it to other people. Well, who do you do that to? Who do you tell your story to? Who do you give your testimony to? Who do you testify, bear witness of Jesus to? Well, I think you do it to everybody you can. People that you're related to, people that you work with, people that you go to school with, wherever you are, you want to testify, you want to tell people about him. So what I want to do before we wrap it up tonight is, we've got a little bit of time left. I want to give you an opportunity tonight. Some of you in the room right now may want to testify. And again, let me clarify. We're not talking about just generalities. We're talking about your story, about how you came to faith in Jesus. And if you're moved to do that, if you're compelled to do that, I'm going to open it up to you tonight that you share your story. You bear witness of what you've seen and heard, what God has shown you as it relates to your faith in Jesus.